Jazz and AJ, Premier Auto Group News.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
We did this story yesterday about this mom who called 911 because her son got a bad haircut.
Yes.
And we have the barber.
Oh, the poor guy.
Yes, I'm on this guy's side,
yeah,
by the way.
You get the customer what they want and people get mad at you.
Robbie Rocco is on, owner and barber at Bonehead Bone Shop in Norton, Massachusetts.
Norton!
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
So we're on your side on this one.
Yes. Compadres.
Yes. Yeah.
So tell us what happened.
Yeah, it's called Bonehead's Barbershop. It's my barbershop.
Right.
Baba?
Yeah, no, so...
I called it barbershop.
Right.
Baba.
Got to make it sound official. Baba. Yeah. Barbershop. Car.
Bonehead Barbershop.
Fight the kind of back. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, no, a kid came in for a haircut. He was a new client. He's never been to the barbershop before. And he asked me for a high and tight with a number 2 on top. And that's exactly what I came for.
Is that the kid now? The mom's back. That was good timing, man.
Yeah. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, we lost him.
Was it a raid?
Was he attacked by a dog?
I was attacked by a dog in the barbershop.
When I looked up the location of this barbershop, it is literally 2 minutes away from where I went to college, like right down the street.
That's good to know.
It's all about Ashley.
Just, it's a small world. Like, that was my neck of the woods for 4 years, you know?
I'm more curious what happened to the poor guy or the dog.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Is he back?
Okay.
Robbie!
Yeah,
hey,
I'm here.
Hey, we lost
I'm
you
here.
When the dog barked.
Yeah.
Yeah, I apologize.
No. I'm glad you're okay.
Yeah.
We thought there was a...
You were attacked.
We thought the mom was back.
Exactly, right? She brought the dog.
So Robbie owns Bonehead Baba Shop.
Right.
In Norton, Massachusetts. He gives this kid a haircut, and the mom doesn't like it, calls 911. So where we were was the kid walks in, says, I want a high and tight.
Number 2.
Yeah,
and then a number 2 on top.
Yeah, number 2 on top. That's exactly what I gave him. The entire haircut, me and the kid talked. Like, there was no issues at all. He kept checking in the mirror. I was asking him, is this okay? He kept saying, yep, it's good. I was like, do you want me to do the same thing on the other side? He was like, yep, that's cool, all that. So everything went good, and he goes to pay. He tips me. He's like, man, thank you so much. I'll be back. I'll see you later. I said, all right, awesome, man. Have a good one. And 15 minutes later, his mom calls the barbershop.
Whoops.
So she calls, and she's like, my other barber answered the phone. And he was like, I could hear him off to the side. He's like, I don't know what you're talking about. He's like, I think you have the wrong barber. So he puts down the phone. He's like, hey, he goes, some mom's on the phone snapping. And he's like, I think it's the basketball kid's mother. So because the kid was talking about playing basketball in my chair. So,
right.
So I was like, oh, let me talk to her. So I grabbed the phone and I'm like, hi, this is Robbie. How can I help you? And she's like, Now you listen here.
Oh boy.
She's like, you have a 17-year-old at home who's upset and who's crying. And I'm like, what happened? Like, I didn't know. Like, I didn't know what to expect.
Yeah.
I was just like, what happened?
He ain't out there right now.
Yeah, he was happy here.
Exactly, yeah. Over here was fine.
Yeah, right.
So you got a hold of him.
Right. And she was like, you cut off all his hair. He's basically bald. And I was like, no, that didn't happen. That's not what happened. And she was like, you let me speak. And she's like, so what are we got? What's gonna happen here?
Well, the hair
she's
grows
like,
back.
Am I gonna have to sue you? And I'm like, sue me
for a haircut.
And really? I'm like, no. That's no. You're not gonna sue me. And That's really how it went. And you know, I right when she threatened to sue, like, I was kind of like, you know what? Like, see you later. Like, my respect was out the window. And she was crying. He has senior pitches tomorrow. So I kept saying, if your son has a problem, have him come back and talk to me, and I'll make it right any way I can. like, and talk she would know that.
Talk to you like a man.
Exactly.
Don't go through right. mommy and daddy.
Right, right, exactly. Let me know. Like,
he goes from getting a bad haircut to suing yep. without talking to you.
Right, right. And I thought it was a joke. Like, I was like, someone's playing with me. That's what I thought. And so I was like, I didn't know who, like, you know what I mean? I'm like, this could be a joke. Like, so I'm like, just have him come back. And she wouldn't let me speak. She kept screaming in the phone, blah, blah, blah. So I screamed back in the phone, have your son come back and talk to me.
Can you recreate the passion that you had in your voice when you said that?
Nah, it's too early.
Yeah. And I'm a coffee. Yeah.
And you're not that mad right now.
No. Exactly. It's cooling off now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right, right, right. Well, it's not that I wasn't mad. Like, I was was confused. Like, I was like, is this really happening?
Yeah, dumbfounded. So, yeah.
Most problems can be worked out with a discussion. Like, hey, I'm upset right. by this job.
Right.
What are we going to do?
Right. Exactly.
Not, you listen to me, I'm going to sue you.
Yeah, that's a bad way to start the conversation right. off, yes.
Yeah, everybody is a victim.
Exactly.
And everybody right. wants to go to court and be righted.
Yes.
It's like, how about, let's have a conversation.
Let's talk.
Yeah.
Let's have some coffee.
Right. Right. So, I was like, if not, I was like, there's nothing I can help you with today. And I was like, have a nice day, and I hung up the phone.
Okay, when you said have a nice day, did you really mean have a nice day?
Or was it an acronym for something else?
I meant, see you later. Right. Like, bye-bye.
Yeah,
you
know what I mean? Yeah. Like, this conversation's right. over.
Like, drop dead twice. Gotcha.
Yeah, how, I'm good.
On a volume level, 10 being the loudest, like you're at the Red Sox game, and they beat the Yankees. Where would you say your volume level was when you said, have a nice day?
Probably a 5.
Oh, that's nice.
That's not bad.
And you're at like a 1 right now?
Yeah. Yeah.
So it was, definitely. Have a nice day.
Right.
Exactly.
Like when they say, bless your heart. It means something totally different.
I think I'd like to hear you say it because it'd be cool.
I like the accent. Yeah.
Can you do it?
Yeah. I said, have a nice day.
Good. Nice.
See? Have a nice day.
That sends the message.
Yeah. The little laugh worked.
Have a nice day.
You stupid fool.
So then right. what happened?
So then that I hung up the phone, got back to cutting my client, and it was a full barbershop in there. We had people waiting and all that. Everyone's like, she's going to show up. She's going to show up. I didn't think she was going to show up. And then 20 minutes later, she comes busting in the door.
Now, look at that. They were all right.
Yeah, they were. And I was wrong. I really didn't think she was gonna show up.
Were you guys betting on that? Did you lose any money with her walking in?
No money lost. But okay. I couldn't believe it. So I was cutting. She comes in and she's like, where's Robbie? And I'm like, I'm right here. And she's like, you come over here and talk to me. And I was like, no. I was like, you can wait. I was like, I'm busy with my client. And then she just started talking, like, in the middle of the shop. So I was like, you know what? I walked up on her. I had my clippers in one hand and my brush in my other. And I was like, if you think you're going to come in here and embarrass me today, I said, you got the wrong one. I was like, is your son here? And she said, nope. And I was like, well, there's nothing I can help you with. And she was like, no. What kind of barber does this? Like, what are we gonna do? And I was like, we ain't gonna do anything. I was like, if your son's not here, there's nothing. Like this don't have anything to do with you. And she was like, oh yeah, no. And she must have been on the phone with somebody because she picked up the phone and she was like, do you hear him? And I was like, whatever. And she was like, don't speak to me like that. And I was like, I will speak to you however I want.
Exactly.
I was like, this isn't your house. So she was like, oh, I'm going to sue you. I'll see you in court. And I was like,
Everyone's solution to a problem.
Yes, I'll sue you.
Karen.
Right. I'll sue you. Right. So when she threatened to sue me again, I told her to get the F out. And she goes, I'm calling 911. So So she walked outside.
Now, did you say the letter F?
Nah, yeah, the letter F.
No, he used the whole word, yeah. Good. It probably sounded really cool in his accent.
Well, that's better than saying get out. When you say get the F out, that means you're ready to snap. That means you got to go right now. This isn't a con. We're not going to. I'm not asking you. I am telling you to get out.
This conversation is over.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right when she threatened to sue me and all that. I don't got nothing to talk to you about.
Right.
Go ahead. Like, sue me. Go ahead. Just get the F out. And, so she walked outside, and I went right back to cutting my client. So
this is the haircut I don't want to get.
Yeah, right.
I know you're a great.
That's what my client said that to me. My client was like, "Dude, you're drilling the clipper into my head." He was like, "Calm down."
Go outside, have a cigarette for a little bit, then come back.
I'll come back tomorrow, and you can finish.
Yeah, he's a little. He's a young client of mine. He's like 15, 16. He's a real good kid.
Yeah.
He was like, "Yo, chill out, but whatever."
Yeah.
And, hey. So that's when I looked outside and I saw her. She was on the phone, and that's when I grabbed my phone and I walked outside and I started recording her.
Oh. Okay, and that was the audio that we had from yesterday. Do we?
Yeah.
Can you find it, Phil?
I go, "What do you want on top?" He's like, "A number two." Literally stop and I'm like, "Bro,
it's coming up.
It's coming up.
Just skip this part? Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Look at this lady wasting my day. Wait for a bad a bad haircut.
Yeah, the
for a bad haircut that I gave her son that he asked for."
And she's calling 911.
Yep.
Unreal.
I love that you just go right out there and you record it.
Over a haircut.
Yeah. I'm not hiding. Yeah. I try to talk to you. You won't listen to me. You won't accept what I'm offering to you. I am helpless now.
Yes.
Yeah. Her answer was, "I'm going to sue you."
Right. And I'm going to call 911. Yes.
For what? Like, what are you going to sue? What are the damages?
Yeah, what are the charges here? Yeah. Bad haircut?
Yeah. I got to hear the 911 call, and she rarely called because she didn't like the haircut. She rarely called because she didn't like the haircut. So that's what she said.
Did police show up?
Yeah, they showed up.
Wow.
Yeah, they kind of got to have to.
That's embarrassing.
When you call 911,
yeah. They have to.
For
they
her.
Have
to. That's embarrassing for her.
The Norton police are cool. Like, they're just good guys. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they don't, you know what I mean?
There's old no, school like, police.
They're legit, yeah.
Yeah. Very old school police. Like, and you know what I mean? They were cool. Like, they were just like, "What happened?"
Yeah.
And I told them what happened, and like, they were just
let me tell you the story because it's fun.
Yeah. Have some coffee. Watch this. Yeah.
Was she still there, like outside when the
They pulled up. And I went back inside. They stayed out with her for about 15 minutes. When they came in to grab me, and then I went outside with them, I didn't see her. So I think they said they told her to leave. They were like, "All right, you can leave now.
We'll work this out."
You're just missing it.
Yeah. And then what's the resolution with the police? How did that go?
No, it went fine. Like, we just talked and I was like, so she rarely called because she disapproves of the haircut? And they were like, yeah. They said something about that they shouldn't have been called because it was a civil matter and that they don't even feel that it is a civil matter at all. So they were like, "We shouldn't have been called." And I was like, "Yeah, I just apologize, just like for what they got to deal with."
Yeah.
I was like, "I feel bad. You guys got to deal with stuff like this. Someone could be dying right now."
Yeah.
You know.
Yep.
Yeah, there could be a real thing you should be at right now, and here you are at this.
But a haircut.
Yeah. That's like saying my steak arrived cold. I'm calling the cops.
It's right.
Like,
can you do that?
But you know what? The kid got what he asked for, and he was very happy. It was the mother that wasn't happy. It wasn't even the customer.
She didn't dig it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Right. And that's why I feel bad. Like, so I posted a new TikTok because I felt I had to show the haircut. I blocked the kid's face out and all that.
Yeah.
Oh, but
great.
I watched back my tape. And I really feel for the kid because I know watching the tape, like, It was 100% the mom. The kid probably just came to a new barbershop, probably wanted a cool haircut, and he went home, and mom must have snapped. So I really feel for the kid. Like, look, just watching back the video, when the kid didn't flinch when I took the buzzer across his head. Like, he kept looking in the mirror, like, making sure, like, the fade was, like, you know what I mean? Even, on point. Like,
yeah.
So I feel bad for him. I really do. I feel bad for him.
Yeah, he was digging it. Yep.
Robbie, we got to go, but we're 100% on your side. Thanks for sharing.
Absolutely.
Yeah, appreciate it, guys.
Yeah, we're linked up to the barbershop. The barbershop. Barbershop.
Yes.
Those Wheaton kids could be annoying, too, right?
Hey! That's not funny.
Wheaton kids are cool. Wheaton kids are cool,
Wheaton
man.
Wheaton kids are cool!
Yeah, no, we found it isn't.
All right. Robbie Rocco.
All right, have a good week, guys.
Thank you, brother. Man. Thank you.
Owner and Baba at Bonehead Baba Shop, Norton, Massachusetts.
I like him. We should get haircuts there.